Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on the first Sunday in Lent, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Living for Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Old Testament lesson appointed for the first Sunday in Lent is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, with special attention to the following verses. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar, and laid the wood, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram, caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord Will Provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. This is the word of God. We now sing the hymn of the day, God Will Take Care of You. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to respond just like Abraham did, "Here I am," to pass the test as we also strive to be obedient and listen to the voice of God and place all our faith and trust, not in ourselves, our own works and self-righteousness, but always in the righteousness of God as he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the Old Testament lesson, Genesis chapter 2, with special attention to verse 2 and verses 10 through 12 as follows. He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, have you ever been tested by God? What would you say right now? Yes, have you ever been tested by God in your faith and trust in him? Think about it for just a moment. Perhaps tested through a very tough time in your life, a serious illness, a tragic accident, a financial crisis, the loss of your job, and especially the sudden loss of a loved one. Whatever it is, I'm sure that all of us have been tested by God in our faith and trust in him, especially when we have been faced with adversity, a very serious problem, or an unexpected, sad, or tragic news. But we have never been tested like Abraham did when he was asked by God to sacrifice his one and only son, Isaac. As a matter of fact, when God said to him, "Abraham," he replied saying, "Here I am." Abraham responded immediately as a faithful servant, in the same way Moses did. When God called him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses," and Moses also said, "Here am I." In the same way Samuel did when God called him in the temple, "Samuel, Samuel," and after three times, Samuel finally recognized the voice of God and also said, "Here am I. Speak, for your servant is listening." But unlike what God asked Moses and Samuel to do, Abraham was asked to do something no one had ever been asked to do before. God asked Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son. "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." And how did Abraham respond to God? Did Abraham hesitate? Did he question God? No. Abraham did not hesitate. He did not question God. Instead, Abraham obeyed God immediately as he rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. Abraham even cut the wood for the burnt offering before leaving on his long journey. And after a 3 days journey, they finally arrived at the place God had sent him to go, on one of the mountains in the land of Moriah. As soon as they arrived, Abraham told his two young men to stay behind while he and his son Isaac went up the mountain, not only to worship God, but to offer his son as a burnt offering. Abraham asked his son to take the wood while he took in his hands the fire and the knife. But as they were going up to the mountain, Isaac finally asked, "My father." And Abraham replied, "Here am I, my son." Then Isaac said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" "Yes, father, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And how does Abraham respond to his son? Abraham said, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering, my son. Instead of telling him the truth, that he was going to become the burnt offering. So they continued to go up together to the place of which God had told them about, where Abraham finally built the altar and laid the wood on it. And then Abraham abruptly bound his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Does Isaac protest or cry out? Does he fight back against his father? No, he doesn't say a word. Isaac is obedient to his father, just like Jesus was obedient to his father in heaven. Isaac is silent, just like Jesus was silent when he was accused of conspiracy and treason against the Roman Empire. Isaac doesn't say a word, just like Jesus didn't say a word when they finally shouted, crucify him, away with this man. Instead, Isaac was obedient to his father Abraham, just like Jesus was obedient to his father in heaven when he was finally condemned to die on the cross as an offering, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. As a matter of fact, as Abraham finally reaches out for his knife and is ready to slaughter his son, an angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, saying, Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham said, Here am I. And the angel told him, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Yes, don't kill your son or do anything to him. Abraham passed the test as he was obedient and faithful to God. Abraham was obedient and faithful to God and was willing, if necessary, to offer his one and only son, Isaac, as a burnt offering to him. And as Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram. And instead of his son, he offered the ram as a burnt offering to the Lord. Not only that, but Abraham also called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. And the Lord certainly did, as it is said to this day, on the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided. And as a result of Abraham's obedience and faithfulness, God blessed him abundantly. Because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. God blessed Abraham because he did not hesitate to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. That's precisely what God the Father has also done for us, as he did not hesitate to sacrifice his one and only son, Jesus Christ. Instead of sparing Jesus' life by having an angel stop the execution, God the Father allowed the sacrifice of his one and only son to be carried out at the foot of the cross on Mount Calvary. As St. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8, he humbled himself and he became obedient to death, even death on a cross. The words of Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me? We certainly have never been tested like Abraham, and we certainly will never be asked by God to sacrifice or kill our own son or daughter either. And yet God did ask Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son, Isaac. And Abraham was willing, if necessary, to be obedient and kill his one and only son, Isaac, as an offering to the Lord. And that's precisely what God the Father was also willing to do for us, as he was willing to sacrifice his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And what should be our response to the Lord our God? To also be willing to respond, just like Moses, Samuel did, and especially like Abraham, here am I. Because if we do, God will also bless us abundantly, just as he blessed Abraham and his family, saying, and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. And whenever we have failed to obey the voice of our God and not always trusted in his promises, God forgives us again through his Son, Jesus Christ. The words of his love and forgiveness promised in the first letter of St. John, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we also strive to have at least a glimpse of the same kind of faith and trust, and especially obedience and faithfulness Abram had in God. And may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, as we are also willing to be faithful and to obey his voice. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. And no matter what may be the test, God will always take care of you. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. To respond just like Abraham did, here am I. To pass the test, as we also strive to be obedient and listen to the voice of God, and to place all our faith and trust, not in ourselves, our own good works and self-righteousness, but always in the righteousness of God, as he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer and die on the cross in our place, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Trust and Obey. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless us and empower us today through your Holy Spirit to have the same obedience and faithfulness Abraham had as he trusted completely in you and your promises and was willing to sacrifice, if necessary, his one and only son, Isaac. Father, we also pray that you will continue to keep us safe and healthy, to heal those who are sick from the coronavirus, and bestow your healing upon them, and to comfort those who continue to grieve and mourn the loss of their loved ones to the deadly virus. Father, we thank you that you have blessed our church here at Shepherd in the Pines during the COVID pandemic. We now pray that you will bring back the members of our church to worship with us again indoors in your house of prayer. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Father, we also pray that the United States Congress will help those who continue to be unemployed, the small businesses and others who are suffering financially, and the millions of individuals and families unable to provide for themselves and their families. Father, we also pray that you will bless our nation, the land of the free and the home of the brave, as we continue to be divided as a people and not walking together as one. Bless our elected officials at the federal, state, and local government to work together to heal the strife and heal the wounds that have divided us, separated us, and hurt us as a nation and as a people. Heavenly Father, we bring all these petitions and intercessions to you in prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On the first Sunday in Lent, we conclude with the closing hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Amen.